Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, have you ever mixed up your kids?
Well, my mom and my Nana, they tend to mix up me and my cousin Jillian.
Uh-huh.
So whenever we're talking on the phone, my grandma talks to me and goes, Jillian? And I'm like, no, it's Alyssa. And then with my mom, she calls me my sister Caitlin.
Right. So really, you're dealing with a full identity crisis your
wow.
whole life.
Yep, and then my Nana calls me my mom.
That's all right.
Sure. Do you just go with it at this point?
I just go with it.
That's amazing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
Absolutely. I actually have mixed up not my kids, but my daughter and my dog.
Oh no.
Are their names similar?
Oh, no.
What's the problem?
No, they're not even close, but I'm always, directing traffic with the kids.
Yep.
So I'll say Nala instead of Callie Ann.
Oh, yeah, I can see how those sound alike. Do you think it's just that you like your dog the most?
No.
No, of course not.
She's the easiest.
Yeah, right?
She does listen better.
Right, and so you know that one will listen to you, so at least call that one out. Does the dog ever respond when you're calling your child by the dog's name?
No, she'll just sit there and look at me really dumb.
Yeah, she's like, really, mama?
I tell you, I love the phrase, directing traffic. That's what you're doing with kids all the time and dogs.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever gotten your kids mixed up?
Yes, I have a set of identical triplets, and I am forever calling them somebody else.
Well.
Oh, no.
Well, that's...
yeah, that's understandable.
What's the worst mix-up you've had, the most embarrassing one?
Taking them actually to the pediatrician and checking in Cameron as Cody.
Oh, no. And then you look at him, you're like, wait, no, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. I brought the wrong child with me.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So for real, how do you tell them apart if they're identical triplets? Wow, that's going to be crazy.
Well, one likes his hair a little bit longer now, so I can definitely tell Cameron apart from Cody and Christian.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're just torturing yourself with those names too, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
That's amazing. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
Yes.
Tell me how.
Well, my mom has, because there's four of us all together, five boys, and all our names are Jays.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the oldest brother, Jason, me, Jeremy, Josh, Jordan, and Jared. And at one point, we all lived together in the house. And my mom, anytime she wanted to get a hold of us, she'd always mix up our names.
Right,
Jeremy,
she just
Jordan, Jared.
Right.
Exactly. Sounds like and you never... mom's got a speech impediment.
We would literally just go with it.
Yeah, exactly. And you never really knew who was in trouble. Just
no, you know, as a kid, you know who she's talking to.
No, all they said is Jer.
Yeah, you know? And then what are you going to do with that? Exactly. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever gotten your kids mixed up?
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
When I was, or still, my parents. So they call when they call me. They call. Hi. Hey. Wait. Cody. Brian. Logan. My mother. She just calls all the names in the house, and uh-huh. eventually she gets the right one.
Right. Do you just humor her and let her run through the list of children?
Oh yeah. No. She just runs through the list. And she calls a dog. She calls my father. It's everyone.
You guys are driving her crazy. In her defense, she's got a lot on her mind.
Yep.
Oh, yes, she does.
That's amazing. Thank you for calling. 644-9850. Yeah, you can imagine how easy it is to, and even with pictures, it's hard sometimes when you look back at baby pictures.
Well, let me ask with the Jenner situation, which is the whole point of this convo,
uh-huh.
do they look the same, like as
well,
little babies,
as
I'm
babies,
guessing. Yeah.
Well, the pictures that I've seen of Kylie and Kendall, yeah, they do in baby pictures look the same. And then they started to look different.
Okay.
Where Kendall had a little bit of a longer face and Kylie had a rounder face.
Gotcha. But as little babies, kids.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Hard to.
I'll give Caitlin the break on this one. It's a kid.
Absolutely.
Job well done.
644-9850. Hi, Kiss. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
Yes. I have four of them. So either my youngest one is always getting yelled at, so I say her name a lot, and my oldest is a boy. So I look at him and I say, Aliella, and he'll look at me like, really?
Really, Mom? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Gender bender. It's okay.
I've gotten to the point now where I just be like, hey, you, number one, come here.
It might be easier to just number them.
Yes, and my daughters. So they're Kaimani and Ariella. And when I go to say my youngest, I look dead at them and I just put them together. And I'll be like, Ariella, come here.
And the more you
never
know.
Fail.
How hard is it to get ready for school for kids?
Actually, it's easy because my oldest son is off to college now. He's 18. My 16-year-old son gets up on his own. And my other daughter is about to be 13. And a 9-year-old. The 9-year-old is the hellraiser.
Yeah.
From everything. So
absolutely. Giving you a run for your money all the way through childhood. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Tell me how.
My daughter's senior year of high school, we had to send baby pictures in for their yearbook.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize it until my daughter brought the yearbook home and saw my other baby picture listed as daughter's name.
Oh, no. So your phone's breaking up a little bit, but what I heard, I think you say, is that they brought the yearbook home, and that's when you realized you put the wrong baby pictures in?
That's when I realized, yes.
Wow.
A little too late at that point, yeah. Huh?
How do you recover from that with the child?
You just don't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When the other child graduates, do the exact opposite.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, and then all's fair.
Oh, yeah. Good
yearbooks.
Idea, Janet.
Ying and
Thank
yang.
You.
You're good.
Hi, Kiss. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
Not me personally, but my mother, because I only have the one. Mm-hmm. My mother tends to go through all of the grandchildren before she gets to, like, mine. So, mm-hmm. Isaac, Ivan, Tristan.
Right. Well, there's a lot to remember. Does she have a lot of grandchildren?
Yeah, there's a bunch of us, and it's all boys, so at least there's, you know, no girl names to get mixed up, so at least she's all calling them boys' names, but...
That's a start.
Yeah. My mom goes through the full list, including pets. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
I have. So my third and fourth daughters, I have four kids altogether, they look pretty identical when they were little up until maybe about 2 years of age. So I always have to look at the ages of my other kids in my picture to realize which kid it is that they're mm-hmm. with, because it's so hard to tell.
Yeah, you got to play the timeline game. You got to figure this one's that old. This has to be child, whichever.
Have you ever admitted it to your kids?
Oh, absolutely. They know I struggle with that. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that once I got down to my fourth one, like Christmas pictures were kind of like sketchy, sitting on Santa's lap. So at least I can pull those out and they'll never know which one was which. So the fourth one will always feel like she had all those pictures. So
right.
I'm good with that at least.
You know, and take a cue from the mom that mixed them up in the yearbook. You might want to have them pick out their own pictures.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
You know, because it's hard to keep track of them. No judgment zone here. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us about when you've mixed up your kids.
Are we even parenting right if we're not mixing up our kids?
Exactly.
No. Yeah, that's part of the rules.
Good point. I have three little boys, 3, 6, and 9. And at this point of our lives, we just call them by their last names and they all respond.
That's one way to do it. Now, 3, 6, and 9. When they're scrapping a little bit, do they look like little bear cubs?
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us about a time you mixed your kids up.
It's not me, but my mom. And I'm the oldest of 10 kids. And my 5 boys, 5 girls. My mom would get really mad at one of us. If it was the boys, she'd get mad at. She'd start with the boys from the oldest to the youngest. And then Adam. And then it was the girls. It would be Sarah, Joanna, Hannah, Becca, or Abigail.
That is amazing. What's the coolest thing about coming from a family of 10 kids?
Always being able to play any type of game. for you.
Yeah, you always got someone to play with. How did you guys get around? I keep thinking about, we struggle with three kids in a car. Mm-hmm. How do you move 10 kids around?
We had an 18-passenger van.
That's amazing.
Here's the answer.
I love that. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, I'm a victim of this.
Okay.
There is me, Deanna, and then my sister Demetria and Delisha. And it's actually gotten to a point that it's contagious. Everyone in the entire family mixes our names, not only just my mom. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's gotten to a point that I literally just let them spew off everyone's name until they eventually realize, like, oh, wait, you're Deanna.
Yeah.
Does anybody just go by D?
You know what? I feel like friends go by D, but mostly, like, my family, you know, it's a little more formal.
Sure.
So they go by, you know, our normal, you know, birth name.
Has it ever happened in a public setting where there's a speech or a something where they, because that's when it really hits home. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely happened in public as well. We have gotten to a point, just because we're all D's, we're just like, all right, we're just going to wait for this to end. We're just going to wait.
You know, the beautiful thing is, I don't think it'll ever end. I think you'll be waiting forever, but good luck with it, especially in the big family speeches. I'd love to be there. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever mixed up your kids?
So I have one, but I always call her my sister's name because she acted just like her when she was little. So I always call her Michaela. I'm like, Michaela, stop it. Like, you mean Paige?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's like muscle memory of yelling at your sister.
Yes.
Now you're yelling at your kid.
Yep.
Oh, that is so funny. That's a great story. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Kelsey, have you ever mixed up your kids?
So it's not myself personally, but my grandma had 14 kids. So my mom always said, like, every time they would get called, it would go through all 14 kids before it got to who she was supposed to go actual call.
You know, why is that when we're trying to, and thanks for calling, 14 kids, that's a lot. But why do you think it is that when we're going through that moment of frustration or you need to call somebody quickly, that it's just so hard to remember the right name?
You're just trying to keep your cool is what you're trying to do at this point. So
you
getting
so?
Names doesn't matter. Just trying not to snap, I think, is why we can't get the names right. Jan, I've seen it happen during wedding speeches.
Oh, no.
Where someone will give a speech, and it's a lot of times it's the dad. If the dad gives a speech or a toast or whatever, and they can mix up names or events.
Children,
and I'm
birth
like,
order.
Oh, gosh, it's so weird.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.